You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my show. How's everybody been? I hope you had a great week. I know my week was a little challenging, but thank God everything is good now. So tonight I wanted to talk about something. I know the time goes really quick when we're here. And I pulled out a spread and I feel there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. And it really came out strong that someone's in a bad place emotionally in a relationship that they're in. So I pulled out a few cards, and I know you're sitting out there in the audience. So if this resonates with you, take the message with love and know that everything is going to be okay. So what I first got was that you're in a relationship that you literally gave your all to. This person was like an emotional addiction to you. You kept at it. You did everything that you had to do. And you really gave it your all, above and beyond. You were thrown a crumb here and there. And then you grasped on that and you held on to that. And you still didn't get what you deserved back. I feel that this person loves in a weird way, I want to say. It's not... I think they don't know how to love. I think that the person you with had a very confusing, maybe childhood and didn't receive love or know how to express love. So he could share this with other people and a partner. And no matter what you would do anyway, it's not going to fulfill the missing that's in his life. So I feel from what I'm looking at here that you're starting to take this on as you were never good enough. I gave it your all. I gave it my all. And, you know, why isn't he choosing me? And you keep running after and trying every which way to please him. You're missing an important factor yourself. So if you're out there, I want you to know that I don't want you to feel discarded, and I don't want you to feel like you were never enough and, you know, he's looking in other directions and all, because now it's time to really take a step back and look at where do you want your life to go. You can't build your life building his first. You have to build together or you're just really going to get hurt. So I guess the message that you really needed to hear tonight was to choose you. And that's not going to be easy for you because, number one, you're empathic. So you let a lot of things get to you emotionally and you don't let go that easily. Like, we want to put the Band-Aid on it. So my best advice for you tonight, if you're listening out there, is try to detach a little bit. Realize that you're second to none. And to be in a healthy relationship, you need to be able to move on. And if he's not going to be on your side, then I want you to live your life a little bit. I know it's not going to be easy to do this in one step. So I want you to choose you every day. Look in that mirror and choose you first. Do something for yourself. And if he disappoints you, let him do it. Just detach. Don't feed into it anymore. From what I'm looking at here, there is nothing that you can do anymore. It's either he steps up or step the hell out, because you're going to move on, my love. And you have another whole life ahead of you if you allow yourself to love you first. Okay? So I hope this resonates with somebody out there that's listening and needed to hear this, because it's really an important message. You need this emotional push for yourself and to get where you need to go. And if he's not going to join you, then that's his law, sadly. Okay, so now I'm ready for my reading. Charlene, Welcome, honey.
Hi. Thank you.
Charlene, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I'm good. Yeah, Charlene. Thank you, honey.
Okay. How can I help, hon?
Just lonely, feeling, you know, missing people that have passed over in my life and family and my daughter. And I mean, I have another daughter that's alive and she's great and a nurse, but just a little bit of everything just been bothering me.
Well,
since her birthday's coming up, she would have been 57.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know, that one that happens, that's a void. I don't think any woman gets past, any parent gets past. That's number one. So, the good thing that I could tell you is that you know and you feel her and you know she's around you because that connection is never lost and your daughter is there with you. And even though not in the way you wanted it, nobody ever plans this, but you're in such, you're feeling it because the losses are severe and her birthday's coming up, like you said. So it's not easy. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, let it out. Don't hold in anything. You want to cry. Anybody has a reason to cry to you, right? And if
right,
anybody
exactly.
Has,
I mean, I do, of course, but I write a lot. I write, you know, and I do stuff like that, you know.
Do that. Do
I
that.
Write journals and, yeah.
That's beautiful. And write journals and put your feelings out
right.
there. Because nobody knows that pain. Like my grandmother used to tell me, nobody knows the pain. If you got hit, and only the person that got hit with the hammer feels that pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pain that nobody, no parent gets over. That's not something we could just, like, we broke up with somebody and goodbye and good luck. That's not what goes on here. So what would you like me to look at, honey, that I could help assist you a little bit tonight to give you a little spark? And I want you to know, value those emotions.
Yeah.
And don't
yeah,
let anybody
that type of
dampen them for you.
I mean, yeah, I have vivid dreams about her, about my mom. I don't know. Some people say I'm an empath, I guess, because people come up to me in the street and start talking to me, telling me their life story. And I just stay there, listen to them and talk to them. And so seem to be pretty good, but it's great when you can talk to someone else about it.
Yes. And do you talk to other parents? Are you in groups where parents can help parents and, you know, with similar situations? And that helps tremendously. That really does.
You know, I've never, ever done that. I couldn't bring myself to do that for some reason. In
okay.
me, I couldn't seem to talk to other people about it that I didn't know.
Right. I understand that. But you'd be surprised because I do have a friend that had lost her son. And the same thing. I think nobody could feel that pain but the mother and the father, right? That depth, especially the mother, right? And
right.
She went into a group, not in person. Like, I think she went into a Facebook group. That's what I thought she told me. She went into like a Facebook group. So, and she just paid attention to what was being written in there. And like, you know, she didn't participate right away. But when she's seen and understood and seen people that have the same, that same burden, that same heartache, it did help her a little bit. So you may want to do something like that, something a little different.
Yeah, I've done that on Facebook.
Did it help
people that have lost their, oh my God, it's unbelievable. When you talk to people that you don't know and they
correct.
Have the same feeling that you
yes.
do. A
that's
friend cool. of mine just lost her son 3 nights ago.
Oh, I hate hearing these things.
He was 58 years old and she called me up screaming because she knows I've been through it.
Yep.
And I was the first person she called and it felt so good to talk to her about it, what she
right.
could at that moment anyways.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, it's like, I feel like I love to listen to people that hurt, not hurt the same way, but in any way, I love to talk to them about it. And I've always been like that.
And you'll draw people.
And my daughter's like that.
You draw
yeah,
it off.
Exactly.
You'll draw
even my
too.
Daughter, we were in Walmart the other day and some old man came. I mean, I'm 76. I mean, but
oh,
he was older than me.
You sound young.
I don't feel old.
You don't sound old. That's
of course,
a good thing.
The body's old, feels old, but other than that.
The body goes
my
first.
My husband's younger than I am, so we've been together 44 years. So, but anyway, yeah. So the people, yeah, I think that's what kept me young, and my daughter that's alive kept me sane at that time, you know, and she's a nurse. I have 4 grandchildren. My second great-grandchild's on the way. So I have a full life, I think.
Yes,
you know,
do.
Except for losing my daughter, you know, but other than that, I mean, of course, I feel it's around that time. Her birthday was in July. She died 3 days before Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was 30 years old. So I've been through a lot, you know, so, but I try to handle it. And I guess I stay strong for me. I try. And people say, why are you like that? I'm like, because that's just how I am. Right. You know, I have to be, or I'd probably have a nervous breakdown. I don't know.
Right. Well, you need to talk about it. You need to be vulnerable, and you need to, you know, sometimes we're afraid to like really show our emotions to people, but even for your own quiet time, I mean, you feel like yelling or screaming or smacking your pillow around a little bit. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Just, been there, done that.
You need to do that. That's something you need to do. Because you have to be that sorrow. That heart gets so tightened that, you know, and like you said, you have a beautiful full life. You have another daughter. You have grandchildren. You have a great grandbaby. Mm-hmm. Coming, beautiful things. But that space, that space is that little space of your other daughter, you know, is there. And you carry that. You're never going to get rid of that. You're the mother.
And
right?
the daughter that did pass away, oh God, I'm going to say this on the air. I was raped when I was 17, and that's how I had her.
That's
okay. So
look at you.
Yeah, it's
that strong.
And look she used to say to me from the time she was 15 years old, she said, "Mommy, I'm not going to live past 30, you know." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "How do you know that?" She goes, "Mommy, I just do." And she died at 30 years old. She was hit by 2 cars, raped twice, stabbed once, and she never died. She went to 30 years old and passed away like she said she was gonna.
Oh, my God.
They found her in a hotel room. I've been through hell and back, but I'm strong. I have to be. And it feels good to talk to someone other than a friend who knows all this.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I appreciate everything you guys do.
Yeah, you could always reach me. My phone number is 640-280-1014. And my website is askmarianow.info. And I just want you to know I'm sending you out a big hug and know that everything is going to be okay. And honor your daughter's birthday. And God bless you and your family.
Yes, thank you so much, honey. I appreciate that.
Same here. You take care of yourself, all right?
I will, honey. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you, honey. Love and life.
God bless you too, honey. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good evening.
Bye. You too, honey.
So tonight we'll end it with everybody just getting in a moment of gratitude and staying in your faith and all the people around you that you love. Make sure they all know. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. I'll see you next week. Bye.